USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America mourns the passing of a man who people of all political stripes are calling a hero.
We've got to get through these times, but I have a fundamental belief in the United States of America, and I still believe, under the right leadership, our best days are ahead of us.
Republican Senator and former Vietnam War POW John McCain has died at 81. The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, thinks of him this way.
John McCain was one of the greatest men I have met. You don't meet too many great men. He was one of them.
McCain's office announcing the senator passed away late yesterday, surrounded by family, at his home near Sedona, Arizona. The family had said on Friday he'd stopped medical treatment for an aggressive form of brain cancer. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Two groups of protesters clashing at the University of North Carolina yesterday, and police say they took seven people into custody. The demonstration was planned in support of the Silent Sam Confederate statue that was torn down earlier in the week. As tensions rose between opposing protesters yesterday, several were slapped with charges of assault, inciting a riot, and destruction of property. That statue has been moved to storage. A federal judge rejects President Trump's directives that would have made it easier to fire federal workers. The D.C. District Court judge ruling Trump's executive orders would undermine federal workers' collective bargaining rights. The president had signed three orders in May to give government agencies greater leeway in firing workers. The ruling says the president exceeded his authority in issuing orders related to federal labor relations. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
More now on the death of Republican U.S. Senator John McCain. As we told you at the top of the newscast, McCain died late yesterday at his home near Sedona, Arizona, at the age of 81. State troopers then led a motorcade of SUVs, law enforcement vehicles, and a hearse from the McCain family ranch to a mortuary in Phoenix. As the motorcade passed on the 100-mile journey, groups of people had gathered along the highway holding up American flags. McCain's body will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, as well as at the Arizona Capitol, before his burial at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. A former Trump Tower doorman now says he's been released from a contract with American Media, the company that publishes the National Enquirer.
Dino Sajudin can now discuss claims about President Trump that he had been prohibited from revealing. The former Trump Tower doorman has received $30,000 during the presidential race in exchange for his silence about what he says he knows of an alleged affair that the president had years ago with his former housekeeper. The doorman claims that his relationship with her produced a child. America Media Inc. CEO David Pecker has been given immunity by federal prosecutors looking into former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's allegations that candidate Trump directed him to violate federal election laws.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King for USA Radio.